This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 27, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2010-06, Famos LLC. Vice Chair, I understand we have a late submitted document.
Mr. Chairman, I move we suspend the rules to consider agenda document 1028A.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. We have a presentation from Nevin Stepanovich from the Office of General Counsel. Good morning, and when you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1028 responds to a request for an advisory opinion filed by Famos LLC. Agenda document 1028A has just been circulated, and it proposes certain amendments to the draft in agenda document 1028. Famos is a for-profit limited liability company that has created and wishes to market a web-based product called the Famos Platform. The Famos Platform will allow users to receive compensation from internet-based personal endorsements of product and services that result in online transactions. For example, when a product is purchased online after a personal endorsement of that product by user of Famos Platform, both Famos and the user would earn a share of the revenue from that internet transaction. Users of the Famos Platform who are registered with Famos as account holders may keep their share of revenue, or they can opt to direct their share or portion of it to a charity or a nonprofit organization that also is a Famos account holder. Famos plans to offer its Famos Platform to political committees, including authorized committees, non-connected committees, and party committees. Famos will offer the Famos Platform to political committees on substantially the same terms as to any other person. The political committees, however, will be removed from the revenue-generating chain. Famos account holders may direct their revenue share or any portion of it to political committees or account holders, just as they can direct their share to charities and nonprofit entities. Famos asks whether it may enter into the proposed program with political committees without making prohibited corporate contributions or otherwise violating the Act or Commission regulations, and the draft concludes that it can. The Commission did not receive comments on the request or on this draft. I'll be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stepanovich. Any discussion on the draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize to my colleagues. I was reading through this document last night, and I saw, I missed a couple of things in the earlier part of the editing process. So I apologize for circulating a document so late. It contains some what I hope are not controversial amendments. Some of them are just grammatical and citation fixes, and there's one place at, page 9, where I just wanted to make a little bit more clear the regulatory basis for the analysis, and some of the language from previous AOs had gotten, I think, inadvertently truncated. So I wanted to restore the legal standard to what it had been before. On page 8 and 9. So I don't think that these are substantive changes, and I apologize. And I also wanted to note that I was working off the last Word version of the document that I had, which I'm not 100% certain is identical to the blue document. So the purpose of my blue document is just to show the changes. And if people are okay with that, what I would propose to do is to adopt agenda document 1028, the original blue document, with the changes identified in 1028A, my amendment, so that I don't lose any, if there were any subsequent changes between the last draft that I was working off of and the blue document that everybody else was comfortable with, I don't want to lose those. That's not my intent. So I just wanted to explain what that was doing there.
Any further discussion? Commissioner Walther.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I was reading in the middle of the night also with the blue draft. And I just noticed small change, I'm sure it would get caught, but if not, it would be on page 9, line 5. There should be a comma after charge to connect the two sentences.
Yes, that was part of my...
Was it?
No, okay, I got
great.
That one.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, would you like to phrase what you just stated in the form of a motion?
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much. I move adoption of Agenda Document 1028 with the changes identified in Document 1028A and authorize Council to make any technical and conforming changes.
Everyone understand the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.